Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. Hour number two of a three-hour show with the Odd Couple. We're brought to you, of course, by TireRack.com. We are in the TireRack.com studios, and we want to tell you, be sure to enter the Summer of Tire Rack Sweepstakes. We want to congratulate Anthony Kay from Huntingburg, Indiana, who is our first winner to receive a set of four brand-new tires. Now it's your turn to win. Our next winner will be selected this Sunday, and then our third winner will be picked on August 27th. So Anthony from Indiana and two more winners have the opportunity to win a set of four tires plus installation, taxes, and fees. It's all valued at about $1,500. All, of course, thanks to Tire Rack. You can enter daily to continue getting new entries into the contest every day at foxsportsradio.com. Again, to enter and get the rules, visit foxsportsradio.com. It's all sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, Rob, let's go back to the NFL. And Tyreek Hill, everybody's putting out lists. And Rob, this is interesting because, again, a lot of times athletes will get upset when media put out lists, and now that athletes or even are critical of athletes, and now that more athletes are getting into the media, and Tyreek Hill is involved with podcasting, they are doing the same thing, and that's fine. But it just shows you, like you always say, they used to say you never played, you right. Can't critique us. But even when a Shaq or a Charles Barkley were all-time
now they got their panties in a bunch, too.
Upset with them. Right. So, look, I say it all the time, Rob, and we're not out to just look for the negative. We're just calling it like we see it. But I say what we do, Rob, we're doing nothing any different other than we do have some, you know, firsthand knowledge of the players, the coaches, the teams, and the sports, because we've covered them for decades, you and I. But we're doing what they are doing in all the every barber shop, every sports bar, every group of guys that gets together and watches a game on TV. We're just talking about the players positively or negatively.
Right.
We're calling it like we see it. Oh, Jordan's better. LeBron's better. That's what they do in all these barbershops. No different.
No doubt, Chris. And it's all subjective.
Right.
Everybody has different criteria. Some people put a bigger thing on winning. Some people don't care if you win or not. It's just about how you play. It's all different. It's not like math. When you do math, Chris, 2 and 2 is 4, no matter who's doing it. But when you talk about stuff like this, it's all arbitrary. We talk about it all the time. Like even if you say, well, who's the GOAT? All you want to know is what's your criteria. How'd you get to that point, right?
Right.
There's no right
That's
or wrong
the thing.
Answer.
You got to have some
what's
criteria.
What's your criteria,
some logic.
Right?
Yes.
Right. If I hear you and you say, well, LeBron did it with 3 different teams and he did this and he did that and he went to playoffs, the finals 10 years in a row, and those are things that are important to you, then you can make the case. That's
and
all.
We're
and I can disagree.
We may disagree and we'll go at it, but you're right. It is subjective. And the difference too, Rob, is that we do have to answer for our opinions. We get critiqued. We get criticized.
Absolutely.
Talked with my wife the other day, you know, she's a medical doctor. Obviously, her work is more important than mine. But I was talking to her about how hard I've been working, and she was like, your job ain't hard. I said, hold up. I said, I am accountable every show I go on, TV and radio. People are looking for something to critique for me and you. People are looking, anything we say, Rob, people are looking to tear it down, just like the athletes. We are in a public job, and so we have to have thick skin because people will come for that head.
There's no doubt about it, but I think your wife has more critique and more pressure to make sure she doesn't slip
no
up.
No question about that.
You know,
no
I mean, if she,
that.
Right, it's malpractice if your wife
death.
If your wife does something. It's malpractice.
Yeah, no
For
doubt.
Us, it's just a
I wasn't saying I'm as important, my job. She, I was just saying, hey.
She's
it's
important.
Not the toy department like they used to call it.
They used to call the sports department the toy department. Like you guys. And then, Chris, we always laughed, and you'll appreciate this too, is – you know, election day for the newsroom, they buy pizza for everybody. Remember, they got to write on deadline, Chris. They're going to be working past midnight. And we, the sports people, would laugh and go, we write on deadline every night, and we work past midnight every night. What is this? We don't get free pizza.
Rob, I was telling somebody today, since I went to Fox, that's the first time I had weekends off in my entire career.
Right.
Which is, you know, 30 plus years.
Right. We always work weekends and holidays.
Saturdays and Tuesdays were no different.
Yep.
Games every weekend, you're traveling, you're going to the games, but it's nice to have the weekends off for once. But anyway, let's get to Tyreek Hill. He gave his top 5 all-time receivers, Rob. Here's his list. Was it this order, Rob G? Or he just gave 5. All right, here we go. Antonio Brown, Torrey Holt, Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens. Obviously, no Jerry Rice. He was asked about that. Here's what he said. A lot of people get mad at me because I don't put Jerry Rice in my category. I love Jerry Rice. He played a long time in the NFL. He's like the alpha of our position. He wasn't playing in the sweet spot where I was able to watch. I was able to, in my rookie year, watch prime AB go out there and go for like 200 yards. So I'm going to say this, Rob. Obviously, Jerry Rice is the best receiver ever. I think it's that obvious. But he, at the very least, should be in your top 5. But I'm going to say this about Tyreek Hill. It's not his job. Now, he's dabbling in media. But he put it out there. These are the guys I've seen. And our job as kind of the caretakers of these sports to some degree, Rob, like you have Hall of Fame vote for baseball. I have NBA All-Star, NBA all NBA and MVP votes and all that. That makes us caretakers of the sport because the decisions we make have repercussions. I mean, really. Like, your vote could keep somebody out of the Hall of Fame or put them in the Hall of Fame. My votes could, you know, lead somebody to making an extra $50 million or not. So we are caretakers in that regard, and we must know the history of the games. An athlete like Tyreek Hill, and this differentiates us from these guys who's doing podcasts, that's not really his job. So if he just wants to give the best five receivers he's seen with his eyes, I'm all good with it.
Yeah, I'm not. I think you're giving him a big pass for Jerry Rice, who some consider might be the greatest football player for some. I think it's a total disrespect of Jerry Rice and what he accomplished. Jerry Rice didn't play in the 1920s. For him to act like he doesn't know what Jerry Rice has done and the numbers that he can look at and when he played in the tougher situations where wide receivers and guys got paralyzed and all the other stuff that went on, I just think it's disrespectful. I don't need to see Babe Ruth play in order for me to look at the numbers and understand what went on to at least acknowledge the guy. Calvin Johnson put up great numbers, Chris. He didn't win one playoff game. He didn't play in one game that ever mattered. And they were down 21-0 in the first quarter. So guess what? Matthew Stafford could throw the ball the rest of the game, and they would let you catch the ball in front of him. Now, I'm not knocking Calvin Johnson for that being his situation and what he did because he was a hell of a receiver. But let's put some context to it. Jerry Rice won championships. Jerry Rice cannot be ignored, cannot be acted like, well, I don't know what he did because I didn't watch. I know I wasn't around really when Martin Luther King was around, but let me tell you, I know he was a great man because I've done my homework and my research, and I've read up on these people. And the idea that Tyreek Hill could leave out Jerry Rice is totally ridiculous and once again tells me why. I don't know why fans and other people want to listen to these guys when they're not going to give you an honest, just.
No, he gave you an honest.
It's a terrible take to leave Jerry Rice out. It is, Chris.
Rob, I hear you. I said Jerry Rice is clearly the best receiver. He never saw him play.
There's video. They haven't seen Michael Jordan play.
He ain't trying to watch the video.
The kids haven't seen Michael Jordan.
Is it his job? His job is to go out there and be the best receiver he can be. Now, if you want to argue he should watch tape of Jerry Rice, that's okay. But he doesn't, apparently.
Shame on him. Shame on him that he hasn't watched tape on Jerry Rice.
He's doing fine.
Shame on him that you wouldn't.
He's doing great. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame next to Jerry Rice.
That you don't want to watch a guy who was one of the all-time greats. Even the kids who were born way after Michael Jordan stopped playing, they watch YouTube. They watch the documentary. They all, even after it was all over, even though they were born in the LeBron era, when they voted on ESPN.com, they went crazy over Jordan when they really got to see him. That's all I'm saying, Chris, is it's lazy and weak by Tyreek Hill to put out such a bogus and ridiculous list. And am I wrong on the Calvin Johnson, Chris? I'm just talking about the context.
Look, I don't know. I don't agree with the list. I was telling Ryan, he got a lot of malcontents. Now, Randy Moss and T.O., even though they were malcontents, they obviously had great careers, so they should be in your top five. Antonio Brown as a great receiver. It's not – obviously, you got to have Jerry Rice. All right? There's no doubt about it. But I'm saying if he has told you, this is why I had this list. These are the guys I've seen. It's like when all these players – well, two is two too many. But when they said Paul George is the GOAT, they clarify – my GOAT. He's my favorite player of all time or my best player of all time. That's ludicrous, but it's theirs. You just said it's subjective.
Not Chris.
And why do you got to give us a reason for your list? And Tyreek Hill said, I never saw bruh play.
What kind of list? Did he watch the Lions games? I covered them. I covered all the. Did he watch the Lions games, Chris?
Was
seriously
Rob G? Where did? How did the years overlap? Because then you got him.
Did he? I'm just asking because
I mean Rice obviously was much older.
Right, but I'm just saying like I don't get it. I really don't get the list, and I just don't understand how you could even start a wide receivers list without having Jerry Rice on it. That's all. And if you don't know Chris and you know the legend of it, you grew up at wanting to be a wide receiver or whatever, or becoming a great wide receiver. Shocking that Jerry Rice wouldn't be on your list. That's
Rice retired in 04, and obviously he was like 42 years old. Calvin Johnson retired in 2015. He came into the league in 2007. Right. So, yeah, I mean, he's saying the guys he saw. You know, it's like somebody like my partner Nick Wright does his list of top 50 players in the last 50 years. Now, he didn't see all them, but it's his job.
He was 9 years old when Randy Moss was playing, and he knew he was taking notes. Please, he was 9 years old.
I watched a lot of dude. When I was that young, I was watching
I would challenge him for him to remember what Randy Moss
Lynn
was doing
Swan
when he was nine.
And all these was Cliff Branch and Isaac Curtis. I was watching dudes religiously. I don't know if he was. I'm just saying don't rip the nine-year-olds out there. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Rob's got his panties in a bunch because Tyreek Hill left off Jerry Rice. I say, hey!
Wow.
He admitted he never saw him play. Where do you stand on this? Your thoughts next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Tyreek Hill's top five list. Fair or foul?
There we go. Let's start with Russ in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Russ?
Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. How's it going, fellas?
What up, man? How you doing?
How you?
Good, good. No, I totally agree with you guys on the Jerry Rice. I mean, anybody that's a wide receiver should have him, number one. But I'm 45 years old. You know, Tyreek Hill might not have seen him play. But still, he got to do his homework.
Right. If you're going to put out a list like that, it's just disrespectful. It would be like everybody discounting Michael Jordan, Chris, who didn't watch him play. Nobody would accept that. Nobody. Michael Jordan's not on my list because I didn't see him play. Oh, okay. Thanks. Really? It's almost the equivalent. And I don't think anybody would think that a basketball player.
You know what's the equivalent? Leaving LeBron off. Because
we talk about that.
I mean, even though Rice isn't like essentially university viewed as the GOAT, you know, GOAT receiver.
But he's considered, yeah, that's what I'm saying, right. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to put some fishing lures together for River. He's decided he's going to be a professional bass fisherman.
So. Wow. Is River, now we've been on the
like
air so
it.
Long, Marty, we start our sixth year in September.
Yeah, River might be a teenager
Is
now.
River in high school? I know by now, right?
He's eight.
He's only eight?
I know.
He started young on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, he was two.
That's crazy. That's great. Great.
Or three, I guess.
Right.
Wow.
All right, Marty, what you got?
Well, fellas, I think this is just proof of a lot of the arguments, you know, that we shouldn't even bother making sometimes. You have a certain generation there that they just, they're not looking, they're only looking so far. They're only looking at what they've seen, what they felt, what they've experienced. And Chris was right when he said that leaving LeBron out of top 10 is equivalent. Dr. J did that. And that, you know, it's hard to get an objective opinion. That's why I like talking to you guys, because you're professionals at what you do. And I get these opinions about, oh, if you didn't play a pro sport, you don't know. Well, I'd rather get an opinion from you two objective guys than a guy that played pro ball and has personal beats and personal opinions and stuff like that. I'd rather get guys like you who've studied this their whole lives. But
well, that's the thing. While they are obviously better athletes, better at playing the sports, that doesn't mean they're more knowledgeable
exactly
about the actual history of the game. They may be. They're more knowledgeable about the X's and O's, but about the history of the game, no.
They don't know the history of the game. I tell the story all the time about Lenny Wilkins and Shaq on the basketball. Was it Olympic or Dream?
Team USA.
Team USA. And he says to Lenny Wilkins, Lenny, you know a lot about basketball. Did you ever play? And he was on the top 50 list with Shaq.
Right.
He's got a coach and he didn't even know who Lenny Wilkins is.
He was in front of Shaq when they took the picture. Shaq wasn't there that day.
Shaq didn't show up. But Chris, that's outrageous. If I'm Lenny Wilkins, I'm like, oh, you don't even know I'm on the top 50? All right, one more. Let's squeeze in Robert in Queens. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
Hey, fellas. Always good talking to you guys. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Great.
Excellent. Tyreek Hill sounds very silly. Very silly. I didn't see Willie Mays and Sandy Koufax play, but I know how great they were. Okay?
But so if you gave me your top five baseball players, and I mean, it's somewhat arguable, but I mean, you going to tell me one of those guys is automatically in your list?
Willie Mays is on the list, period.
Right. Right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hello? Go make your point.
Yeah. Willie, I mean, I've seen film in here. I've seen film of Willie Mays play. And, I mean, that's enough for me. So
all right.
But
you're studying the game. Like Rob said about Shaq, a lot. I can't tell you how many players I talked to that they didn't grow up watching the games as much as some of these guys like us that didn't play at that level.
Right. No, I get that
some
part.
Them, not all of them. But, maybe but not just, most, but a lot.
But it just sounds crazy, Chris, if you're a wide receiver to put out a list without even thinking about Jerry Rice. That's all I'm saying. Like, you're putting this list out, and then when people push back on it, you say, I didn't see him play, but he was 9 years old when Randy Moss was playing. You gotta help me out. Like, which one is
it? Well, I'm not going to go with the 9-year old thing, because, like I said,
I'm not saying he doesn't know anything, but really?
I was nine play. But, all right, we good?
No, I'm still bothered. I got a wedgie. Can I get it out? I need a wedgie.
Oh, see, you always going to TMI, man. We don't need to be hearing about your wedgies.
Everything's not funny.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're going to talk a little bit. Rob is hot about a lot tonight. Hot about Ty Lue being outed, so to speak, by
Gilbert Arenas.
He was outed,
and he was never in.
We're going to get into that next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I don't know if you heard Nick, Mari Stoudemire, Sean Marion going to have their jerseys retired with the Phoenix Suns. I got no problem with that whatsoever. Well-deserved. Where are you at?
Ridiculous.
What? They shouldn't have their jerseys retired? That franchise never won a championship. It's not just them.
I get it, but I'm like okay.
They were awesome there.
Yeah, I'm not into retiring everybody's number or thinking everybody belongs in the Hall of Fame or the Ring of Honor. It's just, Chris, I'm a different guy. I really believe that it should
be. What was your issue with Stoudemire and Fiend? He was awesome. And so was Marion.
I just think you should be tied to something unless you were an all-time. You played there and you hold every record or you were something of that or you got to the finals, Chris, a couple times and you lost. Like a Karl Malone, I get. Karl Malone was a great player. They went to the finals. They just didn't win. Michael Jordan was in the way. John Pack. What am I thinking?
Stockton.
Those two I see. I don't look at Stoudemire and those guys. They never got there. To me, when I think of the Suns,
so
I think of disappointment.
Nash's number be retired?
Who?
With them, Steve Nash.
No, not with them.
Really?
Oh, Steve, no. Steve
he won
Nash,
two MVPs.
Steve Nash, yeah, he won two MVPs. I'm sorry, Steve Nash won two. I was thinking of when he went to Dallas. Yeah. Steve Nash should because he won two
and
MVPs.
And Nash was great with Dallas, too.
No, I know.
They've never won a championship, though, Rob. Like, they just have Barkley and Nash because they won MVPs?
I just think it has to be the creme de la creme. When you start putting
man,
in guys.
Man, those dudes were ballers.
Okay. You know what?
I give Amari in New York, but man.
I'm just not one of those guys. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Gilbert Arenas on his Gil's Arena podcast said this is what Ty Lue told him about Russell Westbrook. Here's Gil.
Talked to Tyrone Lue, and I said, man, why do my mans get low money? Talking about Westbrook.
Yep.
Why my man get a little money, man? He said, we gave him everything we had. He said, we gave him everything he had. He didn't want to go nowhere. And we're glad he didn't because we've never had a leader, and he is our leader. Think about the perception of Westbrook. And Tyrone Lue said, we finally have a leader on our team to push us forward.
All right, quickly, because I know you want to, I think, go in a different direction.
The first thing I'm going to say is I actually agree
with Ty Lue. And I think you were with me on this. I loved Westbrook going there. I thought that Westbrook should stay, re-sign with them, even if it was taking a little less money than somewhere else may have offered him. I think he's just what they need because they don't have a leader. Kawhi is awesome, and he leads you on the court. But he's just not vocal. He doesn't talk, you know, and a lot of times he's not practicing because of his health, obviously not even playing games. Paul George is not a number one personality. He's got great game, and he's just not that leader type either, and Westbrook is. Westbrook is the strongest personality as far as vocally. Kawhi, I think, is a strong personality. He just – the personality is I don't talk much. But – Westbrook is a strong personality. He's a downhill player. He's going to tell guys what needs to be said. And I think Ty Lue's right on that. I think you have a different issue, though.
I just don't believe, and I mentioned it with Eddie.
You agree with that, though, quickly?
No, I just...
You think they had a leader? And
everybody's different. Barry Sanders wasn't the rah-rah leader, but he led by example by coming to work every day and playing. There are different type of leaders.
But so, you need somebody to...
No, but I'm just saying, I think that there are different type of leaders. Kawhi Leonard is an by example guy. And
but
just
is
because...
He don't even practice.
Well, but he's hurt now. I'm just talking about when they were...
But I'm just saying...
But I'm just saying, there are different types of leaders, and everybody's not... And if Westbrook is 1-for-11, he could be a leader, Chris, but he ain't going to help us win by shooting 1-for-11 or turning the ball over 10 times.
Agreed, but you need... I mean, why did the Heat keep bringing back Udonis Haslem? Because he's a leader.
I just have an issue with... I don't believe that Ty Lue wanted that public. I don't think that that helps anything, helps the team. It's not going to make Kawhi go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Those guys go, yeah, Westbrook's a leader. He's playing 18 minutes. And
18
and,
minutes? What are you talking about?
No, I'm just talking about the idea that that's going to be good for the team moving forward. And I'm sure he'll have to clarify it or what he was talking about. I just feel weird when athletes – spill the beans on each other. And I brought up the Durant thing before with Jay Williams or whatever. So I don't believe that conversation was for public consumption. And Chris, I don't know what your policy is when I talk to somebody, but unless I'm asking you for a quote for a story, I believe everything's off the record when I'm having a conversation. If I'm not taking notes, there's no way if I see you in a public place or a venue and we have a conversation, I think that's on the record. When I have a notebook and a recorder in your face.
Especially nowadays.
That's for a story. Hey, Durant, I'm writing a story about so-and-so and I want to get your take on this. Okay, we're on now. Not, I see you at the Louis Vuitton store, ask you to start talking to you, and then go back home and try to figure out what you said to me and write a story. I would be furious if somebody did that to me.
Well, I totally agree. I think I've said this before. When I worked for ESPN, the magazine, and you would go do a feature on a guy, I mean, you would spend a lot of time with a guy. I would go to guys' houses, be in their cars. We go out to dinner. I mean, just really, the access was tremendous. And there were times when I had the recorder in their face, right, taking notes, and obviously that's on the record. But then there were other times we just chilling in the ride, riding around, and they say something that would be big, you know, it would be like create a buzz. And that, Rob, I would always say, is it, can I use that? Or is that on the record? Like, you know, and most more often than not, nah, keep that. So I would never reveal that knowledge, you know, because Rob, you don't want to burn a source. And I agree with, I mean, we don't know for a fact, but I can't imagine. I think, you know, it's a former player, two former players. I don't know if they have a relationship or not, but I mean, like a close relationship. But clearly Ty Lue, or it seems like Ty Lue was just like, yo, we just rapping. And he said that. I agree with you, but he'll never tell Gilbert, unless they're really great friends. He ain't going to tell him nothing again.
I would have called him up and said, dude, we were just talking. I can't believe you would go on, you know, your podcast and put that out.
Yeah, I would imagine he's going to say something to Gilbert and call him. Right. And Rob, that's where, though, we've talked a lot about these things. Some of the guys don't know the way things should be done.
Right.
These athletes. And so you got to be careful. Now, look, some will just know naturally. Cameron, of all people. Remember when he broke the news about why Jordan Poole and why Draymond punched Jordan Poole? And he said what they were talking about. He didn't even reveal who told him. He just said, you know, I talked to dudes. Like, that's actually how it should be done. If you're going to reveal it, don't say who told you. That's why Rob, later in my career, you know this, it got to a point where everything, I mean, most of the stories now are like anonymous sources when you really break news. And it got to a point where I didn't even talk to dudes. I mean, most of it was off the record.
Right, but
it was almost,
Chris,
always off the record because they
some
were,
of the best journalism.
Information.
Some of the best journalism is off the record and anonymous. Deep Throat and Watergate. Like, I could go on and on about the people who won Pulitzers, Chris. They're not on the record. You got to get people to give you information, and you got to protect your sources. And Gilbert Arenas could say the very same thing without saying timing.
Right, that's what he. If he
somebody
to get
in
that
the
out
organization
there,
that I talked to, Chris. With authority, told me that they think so-and-so is now, they finally got a leader. It's the same exact thing.
He don't even
thing.
Have to go that far. I mean, because maybe people put two and two together and say, oh, he was close with Ty Lue, whatever. But he could just say, look, y'all know I know people. I played in this league for such and such a time. I know cats. I still talk with a lot of players. I talk with a lot of ex-players. I talk with a lot of coaches. This is what I've been told. You know, like, make it so they can't track who you were talking to. But, I agree with you that I would be floored if Ty Lue meant for that
wanted
to go
this
public.
To go public, Chris. Me too.
But, like I said, dudes, look, now that these players are in the media, players are going to have to understand, look, if I'm talking to Draymond, I got to make sure, look, this is not for your podcast, bro.
Right. I would be like, do not.
Record.
Exactly.
All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. All right. The narrative surrounding Aaron Rodgers, has it shifted? That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/iCouple. That's BetterHelp.com/iCouple. All right, we're going to go to the Aaron Rodgers situation in New York. Of course, the Jets are being featured on Hard Knocks. I have not seen it yet. I'm definitely going to watch this first episode and throughout. Have you seen it, Rob?
Not yet.
All right, Rob G saw it. Rob G, give us kind of a summary of this stuff surrounding Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, this Hard Knocks episode one may as well have been the infomercial for Aaron Rodgers' run for the next president of the United States. Because for all of the narrative around him and his time in Green Bay, that he was kind of surly, a little salty, a little detached, you know, thought he kind of carried himself like he was better than others. Whether that's true or not, that seemed to be the narrative that was out there about him. Since he's gotten to New York, though, you talked about it on the show, he took less money. He seems to be ingratiating himself with the New York media. And it all culminated in episode one of Hard Knocks, where it shows him having special handshakes with Sauce Gardner. It shows him even mentoring, to a certain degree, Zach Wilson during the practice sessions. The coaches, both on offense and defense, are oohing and aahing with every throw he makes, saying the reason we're going to get where we're going to get is because we got the greatest quarterback ever on our team. The Aaron Rodgers shift in narrative has definitely seemed to be on full display on for Hard Knocks. I got to ask you guys, do you believe that Aaron Rodgers is a new man, or is this a new leaf, or is this kind of just a media creation?
immediate creation until they lose the first three games. Then it'll all change.
Yeah, I don't know about a new man as far as that. But look, he's been different. I can't argue with anything he's done since he's been in New York. I mean, again, giving up the $35 million, yeah, you can argue with that. But I'm just saying, like, I think he's carried himself tremendously. I think he's, you know, like, the giving up the money, while I disagree with it, it did show me that, at least made me feel like all that talk that I thought was kind of phony, oh, the trophy looks lonely. Well, it's so great to be a Jet. I mean, that's essentially what he was saying. He was talking about the Jets like they were some storied franchise. And giving up that money made me feel like, man, this dude is serious. Like, for whatever reason, he is like all in on this season, on the Jets. He obviously went to, you know, off-season workouts and worked out with the receivers. I think he is mentoring Zach Williams and taking that seriously. So I think it's real now. I mean, I think, Rob, what you're saying, I don't know if, you know, we'll see. Look, if he's getting criticized heavily, I would think there'll be a change in his demeanor.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
he's going to get hammered by the press.
This is the honeymoon portion of it. You know what I mean? Of course, the visions of grandeur and, oh, I'm not saying it's the same exact to when Brett Favre showed up, Chris, but I've seen the movie.
Well, and it was great with Favre early on.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but I saw the movie. It didn't end well, but, you know, right now, you're right. All the steps he's taken, and people are all excited until they start playing games. If they're 4-0 and he's playing like he did, Chris, when he won the back-to-back MVPs, then you're going to be writing a different story, and people are going to be going gaga. If they're 0-4,
no doubt.
If they go 0-4 or 1-3, then they'll be, he's too old. What'd they give up? Oh my God. You know what I mean? Can he give back another $35 million? You know what? Like that'll be the headlines.
Now, he will get ripped. And that's the thing. This is really interesting, Robin, how it's going to play out, because he's in New York. And if he doesn't play well, he will get ripped. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? They're not going to – I mean, obviously they'll mention he's just washed because he's 40 or about to be, but they're not going to use that to give him some grace. They are going to come at him hard. And all this, as you said, it's been a honeymoon.
That's honeymoon.
That's going to be gone.
Yep.
New York, I actually think their, you know, expectations are way too high. And I think they're going to be good. I think he's going to play well. They're going to make the playoffs. I made my official picks, but that's where I'm leaning right now. But they're expecting, like, Super Bowl, right? Here in New York, they are expecting them. I'm not saying they're guaranteeing it, but they are thinking, hey, we got a great shot to get to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl or bust. And if they struggle, forget not getting to the Super Bowl, Rob. If they play poorly, you know what's going to happen here.
Yep.
And they got a tough schedule to start things off.
It'll be interesting to see where they are, Chris. And I just think could be set up for a big letdown if things don't work out.
All right, hour number three is on the way. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!